Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
You're listening to Griefcast with me, Carrie Adloyd. How do we grieve for someone? How does it change and evolve as we get older? My dad died when I was 15, and it took me many, many years to be able to express what I had gone through. So I decided to create Griefcast, a chance to talk, share, and laugh about the weirdness of grief and death. But with comedians, so it's not that depressing, I promise. Each time I talk to a different comedian about their own personal experience of grief, as we remember someone that they have lost along the way. Whether it was a long time ago or you've just joined the club, this is a chance to talk about the peculiar human process of death. Welcome to Griefcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey Griefsters, I hope you're having an okay week. It's all autumnal here and I'm surprisingly in a good mood about it. As I say a lot, if the season changing is getting to you, I hope you're okay. I attended an event last week hosted by the Grief Network, which I posted about on the Instagram, which was just such a brilliant event. The Grief Network is like a brand new thing set up by an amazing woman called Rachel Wilson, and you may have heard about it on the excellent High Low podcast. Do have a look at their Instagram. I think they're just at the Grief Network, and they are holding meetups in London, and it's basically a place where young people, whatever you consider, I mean, that doesn't, you know, you don't have to be 19, that's what I think is young, can talk, come together and talk about grief and have a safe space to find other people who might be in the same situation as them. So I'd really recommend looking at them. I know it's very London-centric, so Let's Talk About Loss are another one. They're based in Bristol, but I think they have meetings in Nottingham as well. And I put a thing on my Instagram about it, at The Griefcast, asking for other like sort of good resources. So do have a follow on Twitter and Instagram at The Griefcast, because I'm always sort of sharing other things that I find that might be helpful. This week is a really lovely special episode. It's one of our live episodes from the amazing Latitude Festival. Latitude is a wonderful celebration of music and comedy and cabaret and poetry and all sorts of things. And this year they had their inaugural podcast tent, which we took part in. I say we, I mean me, which was really lovely. It was loads of amazing podcasts there. And this episode is very funny. So if you, I mean, you know, no, we don't go into any great depths of anything, but if you want a cheery episode, I cannot recommend this enough. I was lucky enough to talk to Tom Allen, incredible stand-up host of, what does he do, Bake Off Extra Slice, The Apprentice One You're Fired, Bake Off Professionals. You'll know him, he's a delightful, delightful human. Tez Ilias, who hosts the Tez O'Clock Show and is also in Man Like Moby as well, brilliant, brilliant stand-up and comedian. He also has a great Radio 4 show as well, Tez Talks, if you get a chance to listen to that. And one of my favourite stand-ups on the circuit, her name is Vanessa Hammock. You will hear that she is actually an old friend of mine. She's just started doing stand-up properly, and that's why she and I speak to each other like that, because we've known each other a long time. Anyway, this episode hopefully is very cheery and very silly. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
So we are awaiting Tez. Whoa. Dad?
Every time.
He just likes to know. You can begin. We are awaiting Tez Ilyas, who will join us when we find him. He was supposed to be at the comedy tent, but anyway, he's going to join us. So thank you so much for coming to join us,
Dave,
Vanessa and Tom. Tom, how do you feel about death in general? Are you someone who worries a lot about it?
Firstly, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry.
You're eating.
Generally. And then I'm eating. But I picked up these rosemary crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Rosemary Which sounds crackers like a... is my drag name.
Yeah. I was there.
We were there together. And then I always have a thing similar to, like, don't joke about death because you'll die.
Yeah.
Don't waste food or you'll end up starving to death. So I have to eat anything I picked up off the table.
That's such a good, wise way of living.
Such a calm way to live.
Same. That's how I feel about the death, constantly worrying. So do you worry about death a lot?
Yes, absolutely, all the time. My death, the death of my family, several times a day. Yeah. And also thinking about my own death. Mm. Obviously, I've fantasized about it being quite a dramatic, glamorous affair.
Okay.
Most of the time. but then I think, like, every time I get on a plane, how's it going to feel if we crash into a mountain?
Yeah.
You know, the light stuff like that. It's very disrupting.
Well, I have it because I have death anxiety, which, if you've lost a parent as a teenager, is extremely common because the bottom fell out of your world. So, like, I have this other, like, not even just planes, buses, crossing the road, cars. I just think, I'll sit there and think, oh, this is who I will die with, all these people. And I don't say that out loud because they panic. But I will always think, well, I guess, or like you'll be like, oh, driving to Latitude, that's how I died. And then you make it here and you're like, oh, it wasn't. I guess I'll have to wait and see.
As a new driver, I would say I'm very, very used to that feeling.
Oh, yes. Well, we both just passed recently. Oh. Yeah. And are you constantly terrified? Well, we don't drive because we're so bad
at it. No, we don't drive because we are very terrified. Really? Probably for good reason because we don't drive. You say recently, I think it was 3 years ago,
How many minors did you get?
Like, what's the maximum minus one that you can get?
You got
14.
Yeah, I got 13 and they still passed us both. So we, watch out! Could be that, how do you die? Us! Vanessa, how do you feel about death? Are you a warrior?
More of a planner.
Oh, you're planning?
Yeah, okay. Like, I find my death easier than, like, my wedding, because that was like, will it rain, won't it rain, will people come, won't they come? But with death, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That, for me, that's solid ground. I'm like, cool, at least we know it's going to happen.
Okay, so
we've got something to work with.
How do you want to go? What's your plan?
Oh, well, my dad has recommended a type of death to me, which is how his grandmother died. And my dad has always pitched this as the perfect death. She had her hair done when she was 95 in a salon. She got up, she went to the salon door, dropped down dead.
That is a good way to go.
It's the best way to die. Hair on fleek.
So she was glammed up. And everyone was like, wow, you look so nice. And she was
literally
like,
about to open the door.
I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect.
I actually think your dad's right. And it's not often we say that.
My dad is not often right.
Yeah, that's a really good... It says here... Amazing! Please welcome to the stage! Is he definitely there? Tez Ilyas, everybody! Yes! By special arrangement, Tez, come in. Oh, you might need to come sit here. Can you squeeze up there? Come sit here. There you go. Hey, Tez.
So sorry. Hello, how you doing?
I'm right. Do you need a moment?
What are we doing?
We're talking about death, but I can... You have a sip. Have a sip of water.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone.
Vanessa, I think that's a great way. But is that what you want then? Hair done?
All I know about me is I want to die off stage. Like, I don't want anyone there. I just want it to be reported. I want it to be broken super gently. Like, I want people to have sort of forgotten about me for a couple of weeks anyway. So that when they find out that I'm dead, they're like, oh, mom. Like, you know, I don't want it to be a shock. I want it to be super inoffensive.
But okay, so how do you... But that's... You're very much thinking about other people, which is lovely.
Yeah.
But like, how do you want to actually... Because hair done in the salon is not off stage. That's on stage.
Well, all the world's a stage, Cariad.
Thank you.
If you put it like that. I would like to die in my sleep, like everyone.
Yeah, sleep. Not everyone wants
sleep. Not at the wheel. In my bed. Yeah, I mean, I'd like, what I'd like is some kind of like Patrick Swayze or Jesus.
Both
or
of those
Elvis
people
Presley.
Are dead. These are all dead people.
No, to come and welcome me to the, like, to be like, hey. And I'll be like, oh my God. Like, maybe
I like that those two people occupy the same space in your mind. Yeah. Jesus and Patrick Swayze. They're the two people.
Hey, I agree. You've seen Dirty Dancing. You saw God in action.
I definitely want magic. I definitely want magic. A golden staircase.
All right, so Tez, we're just talking about death. How do you feel about death in general? Are you someone that's like cool about it, or are you someone, if someone's like, how do you feel about death on a light, on a stage, you're like, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, death as a comedian means a different thing, doesn't it? And I'm going about that. I don't want to jinx my performance in 3 hours time, but
I mean real death as opposed to gig death.
Okay. Well, as someone who's religiously inclined, I'm a bit philosophical about death. Like, it terrifies me, the idea of dying, and the idea of all the people that I will never get to see anymore, and all the people who never get to see me anymore.
Maybe I'd see you at 4 o'clock at the comedy tent.
Like my mama. I think, honestly, the thing that scares me most about dying young is how sad my mum would be.
But you're worrying about dying young, so you're not thinking, I might make it.
Am I still young?
Well, it's up to you. When do you want to go? Well, it's not up to you, obviously, but here it is.
I would like to die in my... You know what would be the dream?
Okay, yeah, what's the dream? All right, let's get
this. The dream would be that I die in my 80s in Mecca while performing the pilgrimage, prostrating to the...
Beautiful.
Kaaba.
Is that like the holiest?
That is like on like, a Friday. On a Friday.
Like so that's that would be like
that is as good as it gets. Also, why like bombs from the USA are raining down on us? So it's like so it's also like a martyr's death. Like that would be like the that would honestly, if I could Hollywood script it, it'd be that.
And then everyone would be like, whatever he did is forgiven. Like whatever has happened.
Whatever he said. Whatever he said at 4 o'clock was forgiven.
Because they were like, not only was he at Mecca, not only he was praying, it was Friday. Tick, 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 tick.
They were bombing it. And, that's the dream. You know, so what if he was late everywhere? So what? So what?
It doesn't matter. Tom, what's your thoughts? You said, you know, like dramatic death, but what's your thoughts for funeral? Have you thought about funeral?
So many thoughts. And the saddest thing is I won't be there to see it.
You could have your... A girl in China had her funeral now.
Well, I've thought about that.
She was worried about missing it. So
I think people do arrange that sort of near when they're feeling like they might go.
Well, she just wanted to be there, so she just got in a coffin, pretended to be dead, and they all had to go. Family had to go past her.
It's a lovely idea. I think that's the best way of doing it.
No, it's like when women marry themselves. Yeah. It's like, oh, really? And in 5 years, when you meet someone and then you really want to get married, you're really not going to get married. What's that girl going to do? Never going to die. Because she's already had her funeral.
Who are these women who marry themselves?
It happens all the time. They do it in Brighton.
It doesn't count.
Tom, tell me about your funeral.
So I think there'd definitely be quite a lot of brass instruments involved.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Maybe fanfare for the common man.
Oh, nice.
Lovely touch.
How many, but are we talking like a band? Or are we talking like one lonely trumpeter?
One, you'd think there'd be one, but then suddenly probably upwards of 24 would walk in.
Oh my God. So a trumpeter stands up doing one
you're
sad
thing. Oh, that's nice. They paid for a trumpeter.
Yeah, then the doors open.
Oh my God. It's the full Salvation Army.
All of them.
All of the army. Yeah,
all of the army.
The actual army. I'll have joined the Salvation Army by then as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good idea. Mm. And just for the Christmas carol. and then I think some speeches, but not too much because it gets tedious, doesn't it? Also, I don't like any of this talk of don't wear black, it's a celebration. No, it's not. I want full everybody Victorian morning gear, veils, even on the men. I want the men wearing veils. 100%. I want horses, Prince of Wales feathers on the horses. Very elaborate, state funeral.
I had another guest who said that. He was like, this whole like, wear a colour or like if someone like the football team went, and they were like, no, why do I have to get a special outfit? They were like, it's weird. It's weird to like force someone in,
there's something about it that's a bit like, no, we're not going to be sad about the fact they've died. They've had a wonderful life. And that is great and a great movie as well. But I do think like allow people to be sad. And I think actually there's something about like wearing dark colours, you know, going through the full funeral rite, which actually affords people the space to be sad and to feel.
I think that's the trouble, because I think it's a lovely idea. Obviously, if that's your plan, that's your plan.
It's my plan, and it is a lovely idea, and I won't change on it.
But if your plan is to wear colours, I think that's great. But I guess the problem is if you're like, everyone must wear bright colours, and then if someone is really sad and they're like weeping, putting on their neon jumper, like,
yeah,
I just want to be exactly sad. And then you're like, no, be happy for me.
Put on your visor, shut up, stop crying. Yeah, isn't
join the cheerleading team. Get over it. Yeah,
pick up like, that trumpet. Yeah.
It's tricky, isn't it? Yeah, I can understand people want to set a tone. But I like your very clear Victorian morning gear. We all know what we have to
Victorian
do.
Morning, and all of my friends must wear black for the rest of their lives.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Thank you for already morning me. Thank you for already pre-morning me.
Vanessa, what's your funeral plans?
Well, up until now, I didn't really want one, but now I'm like, oh my God, let me rewrite the script.
Competitive, isn't it? It's the thing about this show. Yeah. It's all about, let's talk about our feelings. No, fuck
who's,
that.
Yeah. Whose funeral?
I mean, I'm definitely getting...
I can see you presenting celebrity funeral off.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God,
I can see
you
doing it. Already pitched it. Killing a lot of people.
Yeah.
Initially pitched it in 2016.
Big year for the celebrity funeral.
Yeah. I love that. That's my funeral. Celebrity funeral off.
So you'd enter it.
I'd want to be competitive, Love Island, but I love reality TV, the Kardashians. If I could go like a Kardashian, that would be amazing.
Has any of them gone?
Not smiling.
Just like, no, none of them have gone yet. Touch wood, guys.
Heaven forbid any of them should die, ever.
Oh, God.
I mean, excluding Robert Kardashian Sr., who is dead. but he's a man, so... In the Kardashian universe,
and he helped get OJ off, so good guy.
He what?
He helped get OJ off, didn't he?
OJ, not orgy.
I heard orgy. Yeah, he helped get orgy off. I was like, wow. My nose.
All the southerners.
Do you want to present
like,
that as well?
Okay,
it's a great show. I'm also pitching at the moment.
If you're having a Kardashian funeral, so you want like cameras, Vanessa? You want like everybody there?
In the coffin, like a coffin cam.
It was a spur of the moment.
Coffin cam. No, she looks great. She looks so beautiful.
She decomposed so beautifully.
Also, that would mean people would have to have a scripted row at your funeral.
Yeah, but they always reflect on it. Like, it's all very scripted. Yeah. Like, they'd be really sad. But I tell you, within 40 minutes, by the end, they're over it. They're fine. They're ready to move on. They've learned a lot of lessons. And they're just ready to move on with a brand new life. But what I do actually want, what I thought of before he came up with his brilliant idea, bon mots. I love a bon mot. So, fortune cookies with... post-grave words of wisdom written by me for all of the guests.
In the fortune cookies?
Yep.
That's and good.
E dot, G dot?
Huh?
Example.
Oh, yeah. We all heard E dot, G dot, but we didn't go EG in our heads. Yeah.
I thought that was like a bon mot. Like,
I don't know what a bon mot is, obviously.
What is it? Good words?
Yeah, like for my husband, I'd be like, just cry for a couple of days, then move on. With my blessing, move on. Marry someone else.
Okay.
Yeah, good advice. Would needy. You do... What a needy husband. Stop crying. Get another partner.
Well, yeah, what if he just doesn't want another one, Vanessa?
I know, you have to let people do their own thing.
Yeah, he might not want to move on.
Yeah, well, he's got to, and he will. He is very loyal and very loving, and he is just over there in the stripy shirt.
Oh, my God.
Wave. Wave this guy.
Oh, my God, a lot of people waiting for you to die now.
Are you prepared?
Can't wait to get in there.
To move on. Are you prepared to do as you're told and move on immediately? I'll be good and move on. He's a good man.
Some people got very happy on this side. They were like, yes, yes, please.
Tez, what's your plan? What would you like, the traditional Muslim funeral?
Yeah,
what is that?
Assuming I don't get my dream death of dying in Mecca at 87 years old. So presuming that I die in this country, yeah, I'd want a nice traditional Muslim send off. And in Islamic culture, they try and do the funeral ASAP.
Yeah, I was gonna say, same as the Jewish one, isn't it? It's like as soon as possible.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Whereas we like to go, well, the church isn't free for 2 weeks.
They'll make the mosque free immediately.
Wow. Yeah.
So unless I die under suspicious circumstances. I have a Channel 4 now, show now too, Tom.
That's true, you do. Then, congrats.
Thank you. I would like it to be ASAP, my local imam doing my rites, and then everyone just going around the funeral, having a good cry.
Good cry.
A good prayer, and then Lord me into my grave
wear,
and just shove them.
Black?
Me.
Is black the thing? Or?
Black or white.
Black or white. Oh, that's
very
nice.
Very much a Michael Jackson themed funeral.
Is that playing? Is that playing as you go in to the
Yeah,
band?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. And everyone's like, yeah. Oh, he had as good a reputation as him, so that's
well,
that's
I, like,
fair.
I interviewed Ishan Akbar, and he was talking...
I heard that one.
Oh, yeah, and he was talking about his mum too. And I didn't know that in the Muslim tradition, the family lower... So they're in the grave, and they take the body.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're not
it's
in
so
a,
we let them down one last time.
Yeah, and they're not in a coffin. Very good. Very good. So they're not in a coffin. His mum was wrapped in a shroud.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Ishan, this is one of my favourite stories, that Ishan was in the actual grave with his brother, and they're like lowering his mother down. But then Ishan was, in his own words...
Not a small guy. Not a small man.
So he kind of had to bend over, and then as he stood up, he realised he'd left a massive bum print in the grave, sort of where his mum's head was. And he was sort of had to cut out and was like, oh no. But I was like, as a mother, you don't mind. I don't think she would have been, but she'd have been like, lovely. My child's bum, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, be comforting.
Yeah, that's what I'd want, I think.
Yeah.
Son's bum print. My hypothetical son's bum print just there.
Yeah.
Do they but then we just put the dirt on, so I guess the dirt would cover any prints left.
Yeah, exactly. Do they have music at this point? No.
No.
Do you go back and have
chanting, like prayer chanting, like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you go back and have like the wake or anything like that? Is there any kind of like
together? So what would happen is every once someone's died, what happens is at the local mosque or maybe at someone's house, but these days we do at the local mosque because there's more space. We would have almost a week long wake.
Oh wow!
So every day people would come in and pray, and then every evening we'd feed the people that are there, and then after 40 days there's a big prayer and you invite the local community for food, and then. 40 days is Islamically 40 days is the point where you're meant to be like, okay, move on.
Yes, and that I've talked to several people of Muslim faith who said that's one thing that's quite hard is because there is a number, and so once you pass 40 days, if you still feel sad,
you get to feel sad, but it's kind of like, okay, go back to work.
But I think it's so interesting because obviously in Christianity there is no sort of like set time. I mean, there's obviously this sort of sense of get over it, stop talking about it. But I think it's interesting to have that number of like, right, that's it. This is your mourning period. Well, we did have a mourning period, but we don't have them as traditionally anymore.
What was the mourning period traditionally?
Well, it all started Victorian times.
My favourite at the time.
Yes. And it was like really specific. So they had this thing like if it was your husband, it was like 3 years. But if it was like a cousin...
Oh.
Then you'd have like 3 weeks of wearing black.
Wow.
And it was like 3 years of wearing black.
So like 3 years for wives,
for a
yeah.
partner. And then they put like black borders on the writing paper and things like
oh,
that.
Oh yes, and then you're everything. Black. So my mum, when her granny died, still went to school wearing a black armband.
Black armband.
Yeah,
like a football game.
Yeah. She was a professional footballer.
She played for West Ham and she people don't talk about it. I don't know why. You have a black armband. So that was in the 60s. And that obviously meant people would be a bit more aware of like, okay, they've just been through something, which we've completely lost.
Like getting on the tube, someone with a black armband going, oh, well, her husband just died. Let her have a seat.
Yeah. And wouldn't you fucking want that?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why I'm out of stock. So don't bug me about it. But I sell badges that say, please be kind, I'm grieving.
Oh.
Because then you have, because nice. Sometimes it's hard to start the, you're like, you
grief
hard,
on board.
Grief on board, exactly.
And is that
I'm having
is that specifically for when someone's died? Because I went to the cinema yesterday with a friend and we watched the new Lion King and she thinks the new Lion King is better than the original cartoon.
Oh.
She's right there. Boo her.
Grief
boo her.
On board.
No. We need to plan your funeral now. How can you think it's better?
It's got Beyonce in it.
Yeah, but that is not...
Oh, no, and Donald Glover.
Yeah, but that doesn't solve the problem of the CGI versus the...
It does not.
Solves all problems.
Oh, mate, we've gone off topic. Tom, have you had thoughts about music? Like, when you're... So you've had the trumpet.
Yeah, the trumpet.
But then when you're... Are you also buried or cremated? What are you thinking?
Both, actually.
Lowered into fire.
Into a fiery grave. Do you ever see Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Yeah.
Strapped into that cage and just lowered into the fiery pit.
Can I be the Indian guy going Kali Ma Shakti there while you're lowered into? Because I can do that.
Well, we're holding auditions next week. Yeah,
okay, good. Between me and
everybody's
Ish,
welcome.
Between me and Nish, I'll do it. Nish has never seen an Indian film. He doesn't know the language.
There's that, and also I would have, because of course my long-standing love of Stephen Sondheim. I don't know if I needed to mention that. Probably not. But I would definitely have from Sunday in the Park with George finishing the hat. Of course.
Somebody you can't see, but she just went.
They'll be there.
Somebody gasped in the chest. It's this. Shut up! I'm not going to sing it now. I'm not dead.
Oh, you haven't seen
I don't know it. I don't know how it goes.
It's a very. It is well.
Well, it's Sondheim, so it's.
Some people say that about Stephen Sondheim, and I won't have it.
What's it called?
Finishing the Hat.
Finishing the Hat.
I mean, that's basically how it goes. But
I've never heard it.
I know Steven Soderbergh. I know Steven Spielberg. I don't know this other. Who's this other Steven?
Steven Sondheim.
What's he done that I would know?
Listen, if you don't know, then I'm not going to go into it. No, Into the Woods, Company, Sweeney Todd.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
Don't mix them up. Okay. I don't want somebody doing the Ballad of Sweeney Todd as I'm lowered into the ground.
They can't give you a haircut, you know, because, you know.
Yeah, we don't need a haircut.
He said just any Sondheim. It's fine.
It's fine. Company. I mean, literally the opposite. Someone to sit in my chair. He's dead. Finishing the Hat would be okay. My favourite, and it's sort of a bit of a sad one about.
Oh, what? Is it Sondheim and is it sad? Kel Surprise. I'm sorry,
Kel Surprise is actually one of my other favourite songs by Sondheim.
So you're being lowered into the fiery pits.
Yeah, and then to Finishing the Hat.
Are you sure? This is being recorded. This is committed.
Okay, fine. Okay, maybe not the fiery pit. Okay. Maybe just a nice. Actually, do you know what? A nice burial in a nice. Wicker casket, that's what I'd like.
Yes.
Because I could burst out of it if I wasn't dead. That was a long-standing fear of mine, being buried alive.
Of course, I've never thought about
being buried alive, of course, is another Stephen Sondheim film.
My mother-in-law had a wicker casket, and it was beautiful, and it was like, oh, they put bluebells all around it, because she lived near a bluebell wood, and it was so, so beautiful.
Oh, exactly.
But that. I have never thought about the fact that, yes, you could potentially escape from it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always my fear, in a sort of bleak kind
but
of
But that's why I want to go for cremation, because I think then, too late, buddy. That's better, than scraping the wood on 6 foot under.
Oh, God, definitely.
Just be burned alive and it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, much better.
Burned alive.
Alive, no. Let's stop you there.
Yes, yeah.
Dead. Burned dead.
Yes.
Sorry.
But
you said being burnt alive is better.
Then being buried underground, being alive.
Yeah, no, sure. But once
depends
again...
Depends how much notice I get.
Just to be clear.
Burning alive.
If I've been told you're going to be burned alive next week, that is terrifying.
Yeah, that's true. But actually, if they're going to bury you alive, then you can take a booking.
Being burnt alive isn't as much of an option as you're all behaving right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You can go...
Do you know about things like that? Because I always worry that I'll be...
Yes, I know that you can't organise to be burnt alive.
No, I know.
It's not legal. It's not like a legit choice at the funeral parlour.
No, but I mean like being buried alive. Is it possible?
No.
It is possible.
Being buried alive.
It's not an option.
Sure.
No. Not at your high street funeral parlour.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know if Co-op was going to offer it.
But go to Diagon Alley then.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I want you to say you're rushing off after this, and I want you to just tell me, because you just said it very briefly off stage.
I've got to go after this because I'm heading to Gatwick because I'm flying to Venice with Judge Rinder.
Hello.
Not even the end of the story.
Which is enough of the story.
Interview a man who's invented a death pod, which is essentially a sunbed that allows you to die in a euthanasia.
So is it burning you alive?
No, it's not actually a sunbed, Cariad.
What is it doing? It's not like I was imagining, like, surely that's not legal.
I mean,
that is
how you pitched
it. You're like in Blade, when Blade just turns up that sun thing to... not enough people have seen Blade for the reference to work, but... Sorry. Fine. Wasted.
It's apparently you enclose yourself in the capsule and then you press a button that says die. And then it kills you, but in a very peaceful...
I bet it's five questions. I bet it's not just... Because we used to have one at the Science Museum, and it was like 25 questions that you have to answer. It's like, do you want to die? Yeah. Are you sure? By die, do you mean death? Yep. Are you ready to leave your life? Yeah. Have you fed the cat? Like, you have to answer like 25 questions before it will kill you.
Wow.
And then were you killing people at the Science Museum?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I should have heard about that. People were just
going. That would have been right up your street.
Yeah, I would have gone. Yeah.
You would have been right in there with a microphone.
How is it killing you, Tom? I don't understand. You're going
to a pod.
Well, I don't know. Lethal injection,
maybe like
probably.
Drugs or something.
I think it's... I've only read the briefing document. I've only read it quite briefly.
Are you
took that quite literally.
Who's having a go, you or Judge Rinder?
It's yet to be decided. Death in Venice. I mean, people say we look alike, so no one will know the difference, which one it is. But how does it do it? I think it's through liquid nitrogen is what it said.
What?
Or something. But I might be wrong on that. Listen, I barely read it. I have not answered the 25 questions. I skim read it. And he got booked for it the other day.
So
someone dropped out.
So they close it and then the person dies. How do you know it's not terrifying?
How do you know what's not terrifying?
That because when, they close it and put like you're inside it, no one else can look in. It could be a terrifying ordeal.
But you get like like what are they called? Visual. Those glasses you wear.
A VR set.
VR yeah, set, yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, so they couldn't make, it all a bit Terminator. It could be awful. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't invent it.
Could you ask all these questions? Could you ask all these questions?
These are all the questions that I'm going
to
ask.
Yeah, this is, mate, you need to get some solid information.
Yeah, because this is like the new worst way ever to die.
Yeah, firstly, you suggested it was like sunbedding to death. The most Essex way to die.
Well, people must have done that. They must have got stuck in a sunbed.
Oh, my God.
Or it must have happened. Like, and then
cooked alive.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
My friend Chloe always says that anything that you can imagine happening has happened once.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
She told my friend Kate that on her wedding day because she was nervous. And then she started going through all the options. So, for example, your mum has slept with the groom that morning. Every single one of your bridesmaids has slept with the groom.
I've had some vivid imaginations about Emma Stone and those have never happened yet. So...
There you go.
I don't know if those have happened.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Griefcast with Carrie Adloyd.
Vanessa, so are we talking burial, cremation for you?
Definitely the River Thames.
Oh,
you can cremate me and chuck me in. You can just chuck me in. All of it's fine.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Like
Salt Bay.
Please.
Ashes sprinkle.
Why do you want to go in the River Thames? What's that?
It's next to my house. It's super convenient.
Yeah, but for Anthony, so he can move on quicker.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Just chucks him
so
in
he
the
can
Thames.
Out of the bed, out of the toilet window, boom, done.
Yeah,
she's gone.
I don't want the expense, honest to God. Like, a coffin is like, what, 500, 5,000?
No, it doesn't have to be 5,000. It's not a wedding dress. No, you get them.
What about people getting buried in their wedding dresses?
Oh, who does that?
Victorians.
Oh.
No. Obsessed.
Of course. Obsessed. Buried in, what if it doesn't fit? And you're like, you're this dead body and you're having to like... button someone up. That is awful.
Yeah, the indignity of it. I'm so sorry.
It's much easier to lose weight when you're dead.
That's true.
That's a, so
the
actually
one
the
good
dream
thing.
Finally. It's falling off me. So you want to go in the Thames?
Yes, and I'll tell you for why, everybody. This is a tip. Tell people now what you're going to come back as in a nice way after you die so they can look out for it. Do you want to know what I'm coming back as?
Yes, absolutely.
Glisters.
What are they?
They are, you know, when the light shines on the water and it glitters.
Yeah. You're coming back as light.
On water.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. So when you look at the coasters. I thought you said coasters.
I thought you said blisters. Every time, I was like, that is mean.
I will take all three.
Wow, there she is. These new shoes. Agony. Oh my God, I'm going.
Blisters is a nice one. Because people only get blisters when they're having a really hard time. And then if you're like, oh, Mum?
She's there for me. She's there for me. She's sat with me.
Let me pop you, Mum. Oh, there you are.
Okay. And what about Compeed? You'd never, like, you'd hate Compeed for keeping you away from your mum.
Compeed is a ready manufactured blister.
Oh, so you'd be in that as well.
I'd be Compeed too. Okay, got it, guys. Blisters, glisters.
Blister, what about
coasters, like, and Compeed?
Fine. I think
that your husband is filming this to let you know, to let your family know how weird you are.
Oh, Tess, they know. But glisters is beautiful because I thought you were going to say like a
point.
Bird.
That was the point.
But most people don't think to come back as light. They think to come back as a thing. So I think that's nice to just be the light. So we're looking at, when we're looking in the water, we're looking out for like what, like the rainbowy light when it hits the water.
When it sparkles on top of the water, like when you're at the sea and it sparkles or the River Thames and it sparkles.
Yeah, but it's
like,
a bit brown, the River Thames. It doesn't look very clear.
No,
like,
it's
clear.
So beautiful.
Is it?
No, it's a wonderful shade of grey.
Is it?
Yeah.
Probably from all those dead bodies sprinkled in there.
Can you be sprinkled in the Thames?
Yeah, you can do what you want.
Who would stop you?
Well, the Thames Council.
No, the Thames Police. No. It would be the Thames Police, who were the first ever police. And they're very, very good. And they've got the cutest little police boats. But they're not terribly quick. And you're not allowed to swim across the River Thames. And we saw someone swim. And they were chasing him. Four boats they had, chasing one swimmer. They didn't catch him. So you can honestly do what you want.
Pedalos?
Yeah, I think so.
Those were rowing boats.
Please stop. Please, you're not meant to. No, don't. Stop it. So the tent. So we, if I, because I might have to do this. So I'm going to just sprinkle you in.
Yep.
Okay.
Just sprinkle or throw.
Just Tower Bridge. Would you want Tower Bridge?
Oh, which bridge do you want?
Yeah.
Which is the bridge closest to your house? Yeah.
The super sewer is the closest thing to my house, so that's where you want it. That's where you really want to be.
There she goes, flushed away. Look at the way the light bounces off the super sewer.
There she is in the shit of the glitter.
Where does London sewage end up? Does it end up in the Thames?
Some of it ends up in the Thames.
Yeah, just flush down the toilet.
We could put you in the toilet.
I wouldn't I'm fit around the U-bend. Have you ever had to unblock a U-bend? I have. They're very
curvy.
That's
your funeral. That's what we're going to do at your funeral.
I would actually not be against that.
Could you imagine that plumbing call saying, what's wrong with your...
We don't have a plumber. I do the plumbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. But he'd be dead, so he's going to have to call a plumber.
Yeah, that's true. He's going to have to sort
the cruel irony. Oh, no. She would have been able to...
That's the thing. That's the thing that's made you saddest about this whole thing so far. That your husband's... Not that he's going to move on with another person, but the fact that he's going to have to call a plumber, that's not you.
That is annoying.
I can't wait in for you tomorrow. I'm going on a date.
She insisted is all I do. Vanessa, what do you want music? What's your music options?
I want Pure Moods, the 1991 album. I love that album. Do you know that album? I know you're into your Sondheim. Please turn
Pure
that
moods.
Frown upside down.
So good.
I'm telling you, lyric. Enigma, Enya.
Can we get Freed from Desire?
Tubular Bells. The theme tune to The Exorcist. Honestly, it's relaxing, it's chilling, it's thrilling. It's such a good album.
Okay, but are we playing... We're playing the whole album at your funeral? Or just an Enya track?
And then end with early 90s techno. Too Unlimited. Call him Mr. Raider. Call him Mr. Wrong. Call him
insane.
All of them good ones.
So, but we're having an hour of Pure Moods and then the techno?
Yeah.
Wow, we're
this
gonna
is
be so
long.
Relaxed.
I mean, your wedding was long. This is also very long.
My wedding was long. My own speech at my wedding was 1 hour.
I'm not joking.
For one speech.
I am not. She is not joking. I can confirm. It was 1 hour long.
It was an accident.
It was 1 hour long. This was after the belly dancing and the magic. Anyway.
Were you also doing that as well? Were you doing the belly dancing and the magic as well?
Other people were doing that. Okay. And also, the llamas had left. All true. Yeah, it was 1 hour long. So, but who's going to do your speech? Do you want Anne to do a speech?
Do you want to do a speech, babe? I'd like you to sing a song right now. Stand up and show everyone what song
behind
you sing.
There's literally a mic behind you.
Anne, you do not. I will not have non-performers bullied from a stage by performers about funerals. What do you want? You could sing something.
You can do a speech. Do you want to do a speech?
I could do if you want. I'll read you a poem.
Did you do... Oh, no, I didn't ask you to perform at the wedding.
No, that was odd. It was odd. All the performers were at the back going, oh, there's a show. And then we're like, did Lou Sanders, Sarah Pascoe, did she ask you? No, no. Who's... Oh, some belly dancing is beginning. None of the performers are performing. Okay.
And I thought you'd want the day off.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway...
But she was saving you for the funeral.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can definitely sing a song. Carrie Ed is a beautiful singer. She writes very beautiful music. You can sing a song at the funeral. Sing it now.
Sing it.
I will not have bullying on stage either. Oh. Are you singing the song I wrote at university?
Yeah, I'm going to sing you in. Oh, shall we?
No. I have known Vanessa a long time.
What is happening now?
I know, what is that? Okay, but know who should sing you a song is Sarah Pascoe, because her voice is beautiful. Oh,
voice of an angel.
Oh my God, stunning.
I don't know.
She's shy about it. It's stunning.
Oh, you just so stunning. The female comedians WhatsApp group just voice noting songs to each other.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know this. Didn't know.
Yeah, that's what
you're her not dad, in the female WhatsApp group?
No, I'm not.
Tez, are you in it?
No. Not yet.
Okay. So Sarah can sing a song. I'll read you
wonderful.
A poem.
Okay. Wonderful.
What poem are you going to do? Not one of those dirgy ones.
What's a dirgy one?
Oh, the one about the next room.
Oh, yeah. I know. There are some dirgy ones. There's one called...
Stop the Clocks.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's nice. It's cliche. Like, imagine having a cliche funeral.
I think for sure...
Oh, I would die. I would die all over again.
Yeah. Oh, no. I would actually... The only thing that you could do worse than that... And sorry if anyone has had this at their wedding. And sorry if you had this at your wedding.
You were
there.
My
memory's not that good. But yeah. Captain Crowley's Mandolin. I know it's lovely, but Captain Crowley's Mandolin at your wedding.
At a wedding, forget it.
And then
it.
Stop the Clocks at your funeral. Basic. And I say that with love as a proud Croydon girl who is currently wearing Uggs. nothing wrong with being basic, but that's like...
Captain Corelli.
I mean, come on.
I think Stop the Clocks is lovely, though, but I think, it's been done a lot.
I would quite like Captain Corelli read at my funeral, but all of it. including the really horrifying bits near the end.
Okay.
We're going to have time because you're being like sunburnt to death. This is going to take hours.
Cooking away in the corner.
Start the barbecue, start the food, start reading Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
I feel bad. No judgment on what you have at your funeral or at your wedding. I'm having two
very similar things
at my funeral.
As a single person, what's the difference?
Are you single?
Proudly single, yeah. Funeral and a wedding, that's the same.
Tez, that surprises me. Moving on.
But yeah, feel free to set me up. But that's not what this podcast is about.
I feel like for a Griefcast Live, we've covered so much stuff that isn't death today. But it's wonderful.
At my grandmother's funeral, I'll just say this. I really fancied The Undertaker.
Oh, that's...
Funny? I don't know why. I just... He was driving,
power.
He was driving the limousine.
He had a good suit. He had a big car.
Huge car.
What's not to like?
Huge car. A car that could see an entire family of grieving people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a
pretty
good,
cool.
A good tip we had, was it on Emma's one? That you don't have to have the cars. This is a good funeral tip. Was it Emma said this? Emma Freud said to him that, yes, the big limousines, they make out like, well, how many limousines do you want? And then you're obviously like, oh, you don't have 25. You don't have to have them. You could just drive in your own car.
Get an Uber.
Yeah.
Yes,
in fact,
so nice.
Actually use an Uber as a hearse as well. Uber Lux.
Imagine explaining that to them. No, just put the coffin. Honestly, it's like dust down the road. Like, yeah, we're going to pick someone up. Pull it. It's fine.
Sorry, I cut you guys off.
How do you want to be remembered? Like, do you want to, like, I always say this word wrong. Plaque?
Yeah, plaque.
Not the one on your teeth.
Like a blue plaque.
Do you want a plaque? A bench? How would you like to be remembered? Do you want the comedy tent to have a little... Oh. Microphone plaque going.
This is a bad question to ask a narcissist.
Because that's the thing. Funeral, obviously, it happens, and then there's years and years of grieving before your children might do a podcast about you. So you need to get your mom memorials in quick.
I would want Blackburn Rovers Football Club to name a stand after me.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
Do you have
rename the Blackburn end the Tez Ilias LOL end.
The whole stand, is it big? I don't know, stands. It's a big stand.
Yeah, it's a whole section, yeah.
And do you want, like, when they play games, do they have to, like, do anything? What would they do? They have, like, 2 minute silence, or they have to
It's just, like, often there's, like, music that to pump the crowd up.
Yeah.
I would just want my routine from Love of the Apollo played before every single game, and then the game starts.
And you think that would pump up your team?
Make them laugh. The first time.
The first time, yeah. It's gonna actually become performance art, wouldn't it? Because like the first or second time, you'd be like, okay, by the 50th time, you'd be like, wow, this is something. Psych out
the away end.
Yeah.
The whole crowd chanting along to every single bit.
Wow, yes. Wow. The whole crowd just repeating your entire set.
Yeah, and the away end going, what the fuck is going on?
And also, would, like, an Apollo set lasts for, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
There's only one good... There's a good bit.
Yes. Oh, you want to do the whole thing?
We clip up the good bit.
Would you have the compare as well on it?
You can compare.
Oh, fine, okay. But I mean, I wasn't touting for work.
You have to do it every single Blackburn Rovers game.
Which I would gladly do in memory of my friend Tess.
Thank you.
That's nice. You want a bit... But do you hope that people remember you? Is that something that you're bothered about?
Yeah.
That's okay. You're in a safe space.
Yeah.
Do you want people to remember you for the comedy? Is that the big thing? Or do you want people to be like, he was a good person?
What else is there?
Welcome to stand-up. Let that be a lesson to you.
If
you
philosophy.
Are dating a stand-up, let that phrase right there, what else is there? Just file it in when you see a stand-up late at night tonight and you think, I'll sleep with it. No, remember what he thought. What else is there when asked how there? He'll be remembered? No, history. There isn't.
I think I'd want my work remembered.
You were remembered,
to have a positive impact on people.
Yeah. Well, like anything, but like in the community, people to be like, Tez was a great guy, or you want it to be like, here's...
Oh, that I don't care about. They can call me a prick if they want.
Oh, you don't
but
care.
I think I'd want my work to stand up as something that people really liked.
Oh, okay. And what do you feel about like the afterlife? You said you were religious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Literally. There he is.
Yeah, Allah. How do I feel about it?
Yeah, like, do you, is that where you think you're going?
Well, yeah, I don't know where though.
Well, oh, I see. Is it still heaven and hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have a purgatory.
Surely, Tez, you'll be going to heaven.
Thank you.
Vanessa could be a witness.
If you could make sure you send that email off, that'd be great.
So you don't have...
I don't know. It's not, God knows. I don't. I have no idea.
Islam doesn't have purgatory.
No, so we don't have like a Croydon. It's just.
I'm cool about it.
So it's heaven or hell.
Who has purgatory? Is that just the Christians?
I thought it was the ancient Greeks who had it.
Nobody here Catholic, knows. That's Catholic.
Thing, someone here will know, to be honest.
Oh, it's Catholics. A Catholic thing, yeah. Catholics.
Is it just Catholic? Oh, come on. Does Church of England not get it?
No.
Oh, shit.
Does Church of England just get... Do they just get heaven or hell?
I thought we had a bit of a in between. Just
no,
the Catholics.
Church of England is more jumble
This is
sales.
The problem with religion
thought,
today.
Yeah.
Look how little
I thought
we know.
This was in between. I thought Earth
this
is in between
purgatory.
Heaven and hell.
Well, you live in Croydon, that's why you think.
Yeah.
So you're getting your Westfield though,
now,
so it's
I'm
soon going to be
Croydon.
Heaven.
I'm from Croydon. I live in Bermondsey now. Because
yes. Right.
They're going to think I was lying about the Thames.
I mean, Bermondsey, isn't that where Millwall is?
Yeah.
anyway, so Tez, you're hoping that you're going to heaven. That's your plan.
Yeah, that would be, inshallah, that would be... That'd be
what do you?
Great.
What is heaven to you then? What do you imagine it might be like?
Heaven.
All that pearly gates and all that.
Pearly gates.
Yeah.
Gates made out of pearl. That's your aspiration.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I think it's hopefully.
Every time
it'll
you go
be,
through a wooden gate.
I think
gate.
Everyone's idea of heaven, I guess, is different. So maybe it's kind of like whatever your personal idea of heaven is.
Yeah,
You get that.
So what would your dream be like? You get to through the pearly gates and they're like, Tez, you're on. It's live at the Apollo, but they've given you a 1 hour special. Is that what you?
And
like?
It's like my best material.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People haven't heard it.
Yes.
Which is rare.
and nobody's heard it, and they're all like
that stuff again.
That would be heaven.
So
yeah.
so on Earth. They're sitting in purgatory because they just listen to the same routine at Blackburn Rovers every single game as we're getting relegated.
But in heaven, they're like...
But in heaven, it's like, giggle my life.
Vanessa, what do you think? Do you think there's heaven or you're not fussed?
Yeah, I don't think that we are impermeable.
Right.
I think we leak out of our bodies
and
leak into each other
mm-hmm.
and into the world.
Sure.
So I think after you die...
Like Circle of Life?
No, more like Soup of Life. And so I don't think you can ever completely die, even when your body stops working.
Oh, so but that's like a soul, but you see it as like leaking rather than like an inherent soul.
Yeah, it's more like less conscious. It's more like a biotic. It's more like microbes of your personality.
She's saying it like it's science, isn't she? And we're all going, maybe it's fact. Like,
well,
she
you, know, you, can't, you can't create or destroy energy. You can only redistribute it.
That's one
it.
Of my favourite things, yeah. So is that what you mean? But you're using like cell level.
Yeah,
cellular.
So my dad was, again, my dad, very, very positive about death. He was a fireman. So I think he had a lot of reassuring stories about like, I'm going to die when I'm 95 and I've just had a perm. And that when we die, he would always be like, because you go in the ground and then a worm eats you and then the worm gets eaten by a tree and you end up as a leaf.
Why is the tree eating a worm?
Is that the way it works?
Circle of life. But I think the same happens with your personality.
Oh, really?
Go yeah. I don't really believe in facts. I believe in imagination.
I do love her. I do love her so much. Yeah.
Because I met this wonderful old man called Bill and he was a genius. And I was doing a theatre project in a care home and we were trying to make everyone imagine they were flying to the moon. And some of these 90-year-old Welsh men were very cynical, but not old Bill. And he said to me, I was like, Bill, how do you think we'll get to the moon? And he said, well, Vanessa, I think the only way we can really get to the moon is in our imagination. And I thought, he's bloody right. And that's my life philosophy. I'm not me, you're not you. We're kind of a blend in between.
Wow.
Not just you, all of you, including my husband.
I'm your husband.
Yes, in a way, yes.
In a way. So what you so for heaven for
we're
you
we're all
is just,
one guys.
Okay. I like it, it's good philosophy. Tom, what do you think? Like, are you a heaven or hell person, or you like don't mind, not worry
about
it?
Which nightclub do you prefer?
Time or envy?
I think, well, not a million miles from Vanessa, actually, I would say. one of my fantasy death scenarios is to be buried in an organic wicker basket coffin.
Yes. Oh, got to be organic.
It's got to be organic, otherwise forget it. Like a picnic basket. And still with the plates in the roof.
And the bottle opener, just in case.
Just in case. Yeah. And then to be buried in a forest is always...
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Thank you. And to have a tree planted over me.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
to be part of that, literally, circle of life. And I like the idea of being part of a forest and that other people would be sort of contributing to the forest in that way.
Yeah. That's nice.
I really love the tree idea, and so many of my guests have talked about it, but as someone with death anxiety, all I think is, what if the tree gets cut down? Doesn't anyone else worry about that? What
paper.
If the tree gets cut down?
Paper.
Then it all becomes
paper. A
lovely gift card in Liberties. Wonderful. What a way to go. Definitely.
Or it could just become the paper that Donald Trump writes legislation on. You don't know.
You'd have power. The pen wouldn't work. You could absorb the ink. You could spread the ink.
Sure. Fish and chip paper. That's my favourite.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to be that.
Tom, have you had
toilet
any...
paper. It could be anything.
Oh, my God.
Have you had any thoughts about last words? Because obviously, I think there's lots of famous last words, which obviously are utter bullshit and are people afterwards going, yeah, they said this. They didn't go, that's how people die. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Wow.
But have you thought, I think it's nice to prepare a last word so you can maybe try and get your friend to say, that's what he said. He said this wonderful thing.
Oh, that's putting me on the spot a bit. I feel like for such a profound moment, I should probably have prepared
something. No, that's right. I can tell you, I've got some. If we want to have a quick inspiration.
I can also tell you, I already tell people my last words.
Oh, what are
they
yours?
Your last words then?
These are my last words. Don't worry, guys. And this is honestly true, right? In the moment of death, when I know I'm going to die, I'm going to completely relax. I'm going to completely accept it. So even if I die in like the most horrible way, like on a sunbed, you just know, like in the moment, I was like, do you know what? It's fine. I completely accept it. I'm ready to go. I love you all. I tell people this all the time. I told my sister the other day and she laughed and she was like, we saw you on that pedalo. I scream on pedalos, but I know that if I was going to die on a pedalo, I'd chill.
You'd be chill. But Vanessa, what are your last words? Just don't worry about it.
No, these are my last words.
That's it.
You can't wait until you...
The whole thing.
When I was on that pedal.
Your last words are, don't worry, guys. It's fine.
Yes. Yes. Like that's...
Well, Archimedes apparently said, stand away, fellow, from my diagram.
Oh, perfect.
What?
I think that's lame. Why did...
That's so...
He was
so
killed
lame.
During the Second Punic War, and according to historian Plutarch, a soldier came up to his diagram and he was enraged.
What
and
was then, it a diagram
oh,
of?
I thought you meant diaphragm. Oh,
diagram, but then the soldier, he said, stand away, and then the soldier just killed him. That's awkward.
It's the thing, isn't it?
This is a good one. Listen. This is a good one. Karl Marx. Last words are for fools who haven't said enough. Wow. But also, fuck you, Karl Marx.
Fuck you.
He was so smug about everything.
But these are not people's last words.
Exactly, they're not. They're
like, what, someone, like, they're crying and they're holding hands, and then they say something, and they go, oh, let me Just say it again. Want to make sure I've got it just so. These are all done retrospectively.
I know. Well, this is what we talk about in the show all the time, that if you haven't seen someone die, I'm sure it will happen one day. Don't be jealous, because I've seen three. Often by the end, they can't really speak. They're on a lot of morphine, and there aren't really last words, which is why it's good to like get your general gist out early.
But it's like heroin, isn't it? And a lot of those great singer-songwriters always used heroin.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no excuse for those dying people not to write a song. Lazy, lazy.
Lazy. Very lazy.
So I would hope to maybe compose some sort of musical on my way out.
A Sondheim, yeah. Sondheim musical.
Give something Sondheim to worry about. Yeah.
To be fair, Sondheim, you could just say any collection of words and sing it slightly in a minor key off tune. Come on, come on!
Carry
come
out. On! I think there's a lot of gay people listening to your podcast who are going to hate you.
I genuinely like him, but I think... Come on.
What do you mean?
Exactly. What do you mean? What does he mean? What does he mean? He means he'll write his song as he dies. That's it. That is it.
Don't clap that. That's my last words as well.
Don't clap me.
Don't clap that. I'll be on stage as well.
Don't clap
that.
Yeah. Well, that happened recently, didn't it? The age-old stand-up recently.
Ian Cognito
yeah. died on stage.
I saw him the weekend before he died.
Oh.
And part of his material...
You did it, didn't you? It was a murder.
Part of his material was he got on stage and he was talking about how he's been clean for the last few months, and because he lived a very fast life, poor Cogs. And his opening bit was, I don't know, I could die in the next 20 minutes or I could die in 20 years. And then he died the following week on stage.
So neither of those were actually true.
Yeah. Well, within the next 20 years was true.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, if you don't know, he was a stand-up. He'd been on the scene for a long, long time. And as Tez said, had lived a good life.
He lived on a longboat, to give you an indication.
Yep.
And he died.
He literally collapsed and died on stage, which is such a like cliche in a way of like, oh, that's... Who else did that? Was the
Tommy Cooper.
But that's not cliche. I mean, like
cliche. Irony. Imagine you being in the audience in that show. Cliche.
Boo! Boo!
Boo!
I'd be like, ha!
Heard it.
Cooper did it first.
Try again.
Judas.
No. Thing with Cogs, he slumped back into his stool and then just kind of, because he'd been talking about dying, he kind of just slumped over.
That
and then
must have been so...
Everyone laughed for a good five minutes until the promoter went over and was like, Cogs? And then they realised he was dead.
Like, that is true. It happened very, like, this year. Is any, like, nobody wants to go on stage, right? You're not thinking in the middle of a gig.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you want to go in a gig?
Yeah, full Moulin Rouge. Like Nicole Kidman, doesn't she go and then there's lots of singing and terror?
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yeah. You can tell from Moulin Rouge that's just going to happen. Yeah, I would hate to go on stage like that.
Really?
Yes.
Well, so it's
pretty unprofessional.
I wouldn't take the fee.
What to your family going, he didn't do his time.
Yeah. He had 10 minutes. 10 more minutes yeah, left. Yeah, I don't think... Well, I don't know. I just wouldn't like to go so publicly.
But it's very easy to die on stage. Yes. A lot of injuries happen on stage. In the Elizabethan times, people are dying all the time. But they used to use real
Vanessa
guns.
Vanessa also works at the Globe. Yeah. So these are also facts coming your way.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't believe in facts. That's the thing.
I mean, you're right not to.
What happened at the Globe? How did they die?
Well, because they'd use it. So in one instance, they were going to shoot a character on stage and the actor said, oh, why not point the gun away from me at the moment you pull it? And the other actor went, you're right. And so then they did the scene and he went, you're dead. Pointed it into the audience.
What?
I just killed an audience member.
I know.
can we choose?
Sorry. I think it's this lady. She looked the most shocked. She looked like she had just
been
shot.
Do you know what? It was a pregnant woman.
No! Vanessa!
But no,
that
it's
is,
all...
That is impressive.
No, it's
two,
all
two
right.
Two for one.
Because it was the Elizabethan age.
What?
I know he's been... It was the Elizabethan times. Average life expectancy was 45. I don't think she would have survived that labour. I
was really hoping to like round it up and we've ended on the death of a pregnant woman, which is not what I wanted for the end of Greek life.
I've got a good ending.
Great. Go on.
So when I was young, I used to drink with my friends, Bacardi Breezes, around each other's houses
on
a Friday
teenage,
night.
Because everyone is thinking 6 years old.
No, yeah, when I was like 16.
Okay.
And one of my friends met her husband when she was 14.
Wow.
And his little group of friends, they would come and we'd all drink, you know, everything like that. And then they'd all go home. Anyway, so one of them, he was called Matt. And I went to the funeral of a lovely neighbour that on the road that we grew up with, Mario. Very, very wonderful, wonderful man. It was really, really sad. And little Matt was the priest. at the funeral, and it was so weird to see the priest, someone my age,
that you had got
no Bacardi Breezer. I don't know if he drank actually, because I think he knew
he
was going to be
a wine.
Where is this story going?
No, how like it's a beautiful story. It's like
what is that story?
No, none of us know Mario, so
I drank Bacardi Breezers, but he was a priest. Good night. Thank you. Actually, Vanessa, it was brilliant.
Yeah, he wasn't a priest when he was 16, but he grew up.
He married your friend.
No, he became a priest, and then he. Because
he didn't. So who married your friend?
He used to
that
go.
That was irrelevant. That was irrelevant detail.
Right.
Oh, that wasn't even
we
picked up.
We have really veered from death, but we've moved away from the death of an audience, which is good. We didn't want anyone to die. Thank you so much for coming to listen to the most varied topic we've cast live we've ever done. Please give a huge round of applause to Tom Allen, Vanessa Hammack, and Tez Ilias. Thank you so much for coming to listen to the Griefcast.
I'm carrying it live.
Thank you.
You can follow Tom Allen on Twitter at Tom Allen Comedy. You can follow Tez on Twitter at Tez Ilias, which is T-E-Z-I-L-Y-A-S. You can follow Vanessa on Twitter at Amick, A-M-M-I-C-K, or on Instagram at Vanessa Hammack. She's a very funny new comedian, and I cannot recommend hanging out with her enough. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Griefcast. Thank you so much for listening as ever. It's always hugely appreciated. The show is edited by Kate Holland, with thanks to Whistledown Studios, and the music was provided by The Glue Ensemble. And remember, you are not alone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.